Watch, Joe Rogan, Leah Thomas and Assault on Women's Sports. By Hannah Blow on April 1, 2022. Famed podcaster and martial artist Joe Rogan said Leah Thomas, the biological male swimmer who placed first in the NCAA women's 500-meter freestyle race, is an assault on women's sports, making the declaration shortly after warning he would walk away from Spotify if he has self-censor and walk on eggshells to cater to the woke mob. Speaking with his guest, comedian Yiannis Pappas, the two discussed the issue of censorship, as people seem to now be in a place where they cannot speak their mind freely, particularly if it goes against the grain, without repercussions. While Rogan acknowledged that, he said there seems to be pushback, particularly regarding the radical transgender movement and its infiltration into women's sports. What it is now is not good. What it is now is an assault on women's sports, Rogan stated. And the idea that anybody would think it's fair that someone who was number 462 as a man, 462 in the nation, is number one as a woman a year later, and that's fair. That might be the woke straw that breaks the society's camelback, Rogan continued, noting that women are so frustrated. Or parents, if your daughter's competing, and they're competing against a trans woman, it's not fair. It's just not fair. No matter what anybody says. There's this nonsense idea of like, well, there's outliers. There's outliers and then there's biological males. That's beyond outliers, Rogan said as Pappas added that there are exceptions to virtually everything. Rogan also said that people generally accept transgender individuals in other aspects of society but take particular issue with it in the sports realm because it's clearly not fair. There's a reason we have a distinction between men and women's sports, Rogan said, adding that the push for transgender competition in sports is probably terrible for the whole trans movement because it makes people more cynical about what the positive aspects of it are and it makes people more, you know, and less likely to accept it because they connect it to this athletic thing. Watch. Rogan's remarks coincide with President Biden celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility, where he took a shot at legislation, such as Florida's Parental Rights in Education Act, which protects young children from age-inappropriate discussion on gender identity and sexual orientation. Notably, some conservatives, such as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, have recognized Olympic silver medalist and Florida native Emma Wayant as the true winner of the NCAA 500-yard freestyle championship. She came in second behind Thomas. She earned that. We need to honor that appropriately, DeSantis said. The NCAA is basically taking efforts to destroy women's athletics, he continued. They're trying to undermine the integrity of the competition. They're crowning somebody else the women's champion, and we think that's wrong.